Recorded live at the WonkyWeeds.com studio, it's the Selling Out Show with your hosts, Nate Korzynski and David Chicharro.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show, where we screw up life at our leisure for your listening pleasure. I am one of your hosts, David Chicharone, and joining me here in the confines of the WonkyWeeds.com studio is my good buddy and partner in crime, who's been a little MIA, Nate Korzynski. Nate, what's up, Buttercup? I miss your face. Man.
I miss you too, but I gotta correct you on something. You said MIA. There hasn't been a lot of action, so I was just missing in action would be more appropriate. So
in action, MIA. Okay, that's too much. I don't know, man. That verbiage is effing me up. It really is, because missing in action is just putting in and action together. Smushing them together, which is what I want to do to your face right now. I just want to smush it. Get over here, smushy poo.
Do you think?
I was thinking about you this morning, actually.
Do tell.
Yeah, man, because, this has to do with nostalgia. Everybody's favorite drug of choice, a little nostalgia, because I like coffee. This is no secret, man. I drink a lot of motherfucking coffee, like a ton. And I make it a certain way every day. It's like that wash, rinse, repeat style, man. I don't change it up. I don't ever try, like, different flavors or nothing. Every day, the same freaking thing. But for some reason, the coffee I made this morning, man, it tasted like, have you ever seen the movie Ratatouille, the animated feature from Disney?
A long time ago, yeah.
Okay, well, for those who have, and if you have kids like me, you probably seen it recently. But the critic, his name is Anton Ego, and he's this real prick son of a bitch. But when they feed him the ratatouille, it's like, shoop, like into his mind's eye. He's immediately transported back to his mother's kitchen when he first has it, and he's warm and fuzzy. Dude, my coffee tasted exactly like when we used to go to this cafe, or not even a cafe. What am I talking about? It's not that fancy. It was diner. a little joint diner. Yes, called Dwyer's. When we were teenagers back in the Massachusetts days.
Yeah, man, that was our hang.
And and my mind was blown. I'm like, I literally like was sucked into a portal and just like spat back out and been like, how the hell did that just happen? And the first person I thought of was you.
Well, yeah. I spent a lot of time there.
So there you go.
You know, that was...
Yes, we did. Yes, you more than I.
Yeah, we both did, but it... But I mean, man, I had been going there for years. I was there so long that the payphone in the corner was my private line. It was, if there were, there were payphones back in the day for the young folks, there used to be payphones. They could put change in them and make a call. And this place had a payphone in the corner that, and for a while payphones could even get incoming calls. That was a thing that fell by the wayside before the phones disappeared. But at one point you could call in. The phone numbers were printed on the phone, and if you were somewhere else, you could call that phone. Anyway, the payphone at this diner, Dwyer's, it would ring, and the staff all knew by that point to answer it by saying Nate's answering service or something to that effect. Right. They knew that if it was ringing, it was going to be ringing for me. That's how often I was there. But anywho.
You know how, like, nowadays you might just on a random whatever just see the like shelled out, or the shell rather, of a payphone that existed, you know, back in our day. It doesn't even have any circuits or a phone in it anymore. It's just like, you know, the outside says AT&T or something. You would think you'd look at that and just go, oh, but instead you go, ew. Yeah. Ugh, that's so gross. How did I use that thing? How did I put that thing up to my face like a phone receiver like that? That God knows, like anybody could just ran up to it and rub their ass on it. We didn't care. We're like, whatever. I gotta call.
They
my
probably
mom.
Did rub their ass on it. People, there were dirty people using those. There were clean people using them too. But there was everybody. That was the problem. Yeah. Is that everybody used those fucking things?
I know. Everybody used it. Now we're all germaphobes. We're all a bunch of Howie Mandels.
Right.
And the idea of using public anything is just a disgusting. It's like my kid celebrated his 11th birthday.
Happy birthday!
I know. fucking son of, he is tall. It's freaking me out, man. Like he's almost as big as me. I mean, height wise, not width. God forbid. But the thing is I'm like, oh yeah, this is my point. I was kind of losing myself there. I was like, hey man, anywhere you want to go eat tonight, you choose. And he's like, oh yeah, CC's Pizza, Dad. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, wouldn't you just rather have some pizza at home? We can just like pick him up from the pizza portal at Little Caesars, rather than go someplace where, like, okay, if I go to a buffet or something, I'm like a hawk. I'm sitting there at the table and I'm not picking at anything until something new comes out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Course. You don't want to be touching this like stuff that everybody's hands have been in. People have been, you know, they have the sneeze guards and shit. Yeah. But I mean, there's some shit gets through.
No. This dander, man, this human dander, this like all these molecules. I don't want any part of that.
No, I hear you.
And of course you could say, well, the guy at Little Caesars picked his nose before he put his pizza into the pizza portal, which is absolutely true. But I didn't see it. I have no knowledge of it. I can only imagine it. So therefore it's
you can just pretend it never happened, you know.
Yeah. Smear my pizza with boogers, pizza man. Go ahead.
Man.
Rub it all over your chest, Tom Selleck. It's
your
fine.
Hairy ass chest.
Just there you go. You got the reference, brother. Yeah. But the point is, as long as I don't see it, it's A-OK. So yeah. And actually, you know, speaking of my son, I'm a very proud papa.
Yeah?
Very proud. Yeah. Because maybe you heard, or maybe you haven't heard, I don't know, but we have a holiday right around the corner.
Ooh, which one? Easter?
Well, actually, no. It's a little something called Halloween. So you may be wondering, Dave, why are you playing a Christmas song right now when we're about to talk about something Halloween-y? Well, okay. I'll get to the proud papa moment in a second. I'm jumping around here. I'm just so excited that you're back, Nate. So I'm blaming you for this. Because it is currently October. Let me look at my watch. October 25th, 2023. And I'm halfway done with my Christmas shopping because I'm a fucking maniac.
Yeah, you've always been good at that, getting your shit done early.
Yeah, man. Dude, it's like everybody else, when it's coming to Christmas, they're freaking out. And I'm like, dude, I was done before Halloween. Yeah. Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it. Lick my butthole. I am done with this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good for you, man. I can't do it.
So good for me and good for anybody else out there who's like me. And I can only imagine the people that are like me. And we probably talked about this on the show before.
I think we have.
Who knows? The selling out show has just become a regurgitation event where we keep talking about stuff that we talked about in the past, maybe. But I'm imagining some woman who like doesn't even know her grandkids or like never sees them and is surrounded by cats. But every time she goes on Amazon, she's like, ooh, a deal. I'm sure Danny in Denver is going to love this. And she buys him like an RC car that's like overpriced, but they say it's a sale. So you believe it's a sale and you buy it anyway. Which Amazon is very good at, by the way.
The fake sale thing.
The fake sale thing. I quit social media for the most part, my personal accounts.
Gotcha.
So doing that, I spend way too much time on like Amazon than I should. So I pay a lot of attention to the prices, and when they have their Prime Days and stuff, I'm like, hold on. You say this is a sale, but it was just this cheap, if not cheaper, a week ago. Yeah. But anyway, back to my proud papa moment. As you can see behind me, I'm a slew of action figures are adorning my wonkyweeds.com area here.
I see a lot of Barbies and, you know, Skipper and My Little Pony.
Yep, you got it. My Little Pony. Got to have my little scratch and sniff, baby.
But
But and I mentioned before, my kid doesn't like comics like I do, but he likes collecting things. He's really into that now, which is kind of cool. I'm endorsing that. But for Halloween, his costume of choice was none other than Blue Beetle.
Man. It's funny. I was going to say Green Lantern, but it was another, colored character.
Yeah. Are you trying to say colored because my son is half Mexican? Are you saying something racist?
Yes,
Nathan?
Colored.
Is this what do you think he should drink from a different fountain than you? Use a different restroom?
Call the NAACP.
That's right, I will. I'm gonna. But no, actually that kind of links in because the Mexican heritage thing, he loved the movie Blue Beetle.
I haven't seen it yet.
I enjoyed it as well. Yeah. It's very good. Check it out. But the thing with him was, because he is so damn tall, the costume's a little tight.
Yeah. Like stretched out, like stretched upward, with it, like kind of tight or like...
No, no. The chest is all like this foam thing, like the padded muscles. So that looks normal. The problem is south of the border.
Yeah.
It's a little too small for him. I'm like, hey, man, it's trick or treat. You know, you don't really want to be going showing off the twigs and berries.
Ah, man. Yeah, he's bringing his own tricks and treats. Treats for the tricks.
Yeah, apparently. So my wife's very upset about that. I tell him just have him slap on some sweatpants. Problem solved. Biggity bam, biggity boom. You know what I mean? He's still Blue Beetle. I'm happy. He's happy. No one gets a.
So now you're proud of him, though, because because the package he's holding? Is that what you're saying?
No, even though he should. He's good for Chicharron.
Right on.
Like me.
Right on.
He's got to be, you know, packing.
He's carrying the torch, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Much like the height thing, it's not always the length, it's the width. That's why I always told girls back in the day, even at Dwyer's, back when I was a teenager, I was like, hey, I'm round like a tuna can, baby. I'll jam you up.
What a vision. What a, you know.
Wow. I know. There you go. It's short and stout.
Turn you over and pour you out.
There you go, man. It's like, I could talk about my penis all day. Do you want to do that? Do you want to spend the next hour talking about my wiener schnitzel?
I probably have a limit of more like 6 hours. I don't know about all day.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, hey, it's clip, baby. It's photo ready.
Clipped.
That's another thing I always used. Mm. Yeah, back when I was in high school and stuff, the girls were like, hey, you guys want to see my bald eagle, baby? It's ready to fly. It's ready. It's ready prime time. That's what it is. It's ready for prime time. There's no work involved. It's like I said, it's photogenic.
I call mine the bald eagle because it's just all white hair down there now because I'm old. So now it's the bald eagle.
Even though
it's not bald, but you know how bald eagle's not bald. It's just white-headed. The fuck? Some bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're flocked. Yeah. You get some silver cotton candy.
A little bit.
Working down there. But yeah, anyway, Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. You celebrating the Hallows Eve? Are you going to do anything fun or spooky? Or you got any movie marathons going on or anything like that?
My house is always a horror movie marathon. Joey and I. We started early. I don't know if you can see, I'm wearing a Ghost shirt, the band Ghost. Was from a concert that Joey and a friend of his and I and Carly, the four of us, all went. And it was super fun. And it's a Halloween theme, I would say. It's not specifically Halloween, but it's dark. It's like they have this kitschy... satanic image, but like of like the kind of cheesy 60s, almost like Rosemary's Baby kind of like satanic, you know. It's a definite like a feel to it. Like you get this nostalgic kind of feel. Okay. It's super fun, but it's definitely satanic. It's definitely like upside down crosses and songs about His Dark Majesty and like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But, you talk about being proud. I was so proud of Joey when Joey asked for tickets to this show. I didn't suggest going to this show. Joey did. I was super psyched when he was like, can we go to see Ghost? And I was like, what? So, it made me pretty happy. And it turns out his friend and he wanted to go. And his friend was all nervous because he thought his folks wouldn't be cool with him going to such a satanic show. And he and Joe were both like, Joe, I bet your mom would probably bring us and be cool about it. Like, kind of keep it secret type of thing. But Carly was like, no, we're going to tell you. She's like, I'll soften the blow with your mother as far as, like, asking to go. But I can't just take you, you know, and not tell your mother to...
Yeah, she's not full-on mom. She's only halfway cool.
She's
mom.
Like, you know, maybe you could have a few shots of Everclear on the way to the show and I won't tell your mom.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Know.
She's not like, I got rings on every finger, I wear leather jackets, and I bang your friends.
Not that cool. No, she's definitely not.
Because that was a cool mom, the one that smoked dope with you. And it's like, hey, I'm... I just made my stupid goofy laugh because... did I ever tell you about the kid, Jim Morrison?
I knew him. Yeah, he sang for the Doors, yeah.
Yeah. No. Not Jim Morrison. Even though it's funny because in my youth I knew a kid who I'm about to talk about right now.
No. That's fine.
Ghost story about with the lead singer of Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, you're no ghost. Cool.
Well, they're fairly mainstream now, so I know a little bit. Yeah. What's his name?
Papa Emeritus.
Emeritus, yes, like a dollar bill, emeritus uno. Is that right?
Well, their stick is that emeritus means retired. You're called something emeritus when you're like an honored professor that no longer works there. So he's like, you know, Papa Emeritus. He's the Pope, but he's a retired Pope, but he's still, I don't know. Yeah, it's not really a joke. But anyway, go on. Let me rudely interrupt your interruption.
There we go. So in my youth, I knew this kid named Jim Morrison. As an adult, I met a guy named Will Smith.
I knew a Sammy Davis Jr.
But when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Did you? Did he have like a lazy
eye? No, but he was black. He was black like Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, there we go. There you go. So Jim Morrison, his mom was like exactly like the mom I was telling you about. Like after school, if you wanted to go smoke dope at someone's house. It was his house, and they had, like, you know, you can imagine this place, right? It's a dump. I think they had, like, black light posters on the walls, and the mother would smoke dope with the kids, and then she'd bring, like, one of the friends upstairs. Yeah. Never me.
Ah, really?
Despite packing the tuna can. Wow. Yeah. Despite having that huge sum of sausage between my legs. Yeah, she was never interested.
Well, it's kind
of
insulting, but maybe you saved yourself some nasty viruses or something, though.
Most likely. Most mother puppets.
Because those stories never go well, in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably got pregnant.
She was menopause. I don't know.
Yeah, she was kind of old. You're right. She was pretty. Yeah, but still, that was Jim Morrison, man. And it was like, with a name like Jim Morrison, of course you got to be
If you have from up. Cool lineage, you know, she's something. But, you know, well, I do remember him.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's like your last name's Morrison. Your parents couldn't name you like Fred.
Well, that's why this dude, Sammy Davis Jr., I'm like, if your name was Sam Davis and you had a son, you're fucking naming him Sam, you know? You gotta have a Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah.
Well, maybe the dad's like, well, fuck this shit. Yeah. Like, all my life I've had to have... I doubt anybody now, like, knows who the hell Sammy Davis Jr. is. But still, like, the father, I'm sure he probably got, you know, ribbed on for it or whatever. So to pass it on to his kid, he's like, okay, your lineage, I could leave you money. I could leave you, any kind of form of nepotism where I give you the control of my company.
Yeah.
Something. I'm going to name you Sammy Davis
Jr. You're welcome.
Even though I'm a junior. So you're not Sammy Davis the fourth. You're Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I think that's generous. The jokes never end, you know? It's cool.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Halloween, nostalgia, and this kind of all works in together, which is a beautiful thing. I love it when this kind of stuff happens. Is now with Halloween costumes, our generation has made it into that category. Like, you can go to a Halloween or Spirit Halloween, and they'll sell, like, the Kurt Cobain look style.
Right.
Grunge. You know what I mean? Or what have you. And I'm like, wow, ain't that something? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm kind of having a hard time dealing with it, obviously, as you can tell by my stuttering here. But yeah, like, it's just weird.
It's like...
But even then, imagine if you dressed up like Sammy Davis Jr. now and you showed up at a party. And no one has any idea who the fuck
you
are.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, baby. And nobody would... Yeah.
Hey, baby.
I think, I was just going to say, like, yeah, grunge has become... When we were kids, it would be like, oh, you got a disco guy costume or a hippie costume. And now it's like, oh, Kurt Cobain-ish costume, you know, or,
grunge.
Complete with shotgun wound in the head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Or in the heroin syringe. Jesus. Well, see, that's a weird one to make into, like, a cliched costume thing, you know? It's kind of weird.
It's a fucking flannel shirt and a pair of ripped jeans, guy. There's no shotgun or
At a surface level, that's what it is. If you go in the pockets, that's where you find the needle when you get the costume.
Ah, yes, yes.
You know, because you have to keep it hidden, you know.
Oh, I thought it'd be like a pack of zebra stripe gum, a Jolt cola bottle top or something.
You get a manic panic bottle, a manic panic hair dye.
There you go. Drink a Zima.
Dude, Jolt. Remember Jolt cola, man? Holy shit.
Dude, I've told the story on this show before. I cut a kid's face with a Jolt,
the Jolt bottle cap.
That's why I suggested it be in the flannel pocket or whatever.
It's a ready weapon, ready-made weapon.
Because there you go. There's a story or a movie that should be made. Like, okay, I still have my flannel shirts from when I was a teenager in the 90s. My kid is an adult, so he inherits them. Maybe I die or something. But instead of a magic hat where you can pull out a rabbit, he reaches into the pockets and he pulls out stuff from my youth. Random artifacts. Wow, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go.
That
shit writes itself.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very nice, man.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, I messaged you because you know me. I watch a lot of TV because I'm a fucking loser. But I said, have you seen that movie Totally Killer on Amazon Prime? And you haven't. But that is a time travel slasher movie. So maybe I'm ripping off of that a little bit. Maybe I'm stealing some of the ideas from that because they steal ideas from somebody else. Everything's a carbon copy of a carbon
copy. Absolutely, dude.
I do recommend you watch it, though. It was enjoyable. There's a lot of plot holes in it. But what
I know, nothing's perfect.
Or what doesn't. But,
yeah.
Nothing. Nothing.
I'll watch that with Joey sure, man, because we're always looking for new movies to watch. I had him watch Nightbreed, which is one of my favorites from when I was younger. We watched that recently. It's a Clive Barker movie.
Yes, and, of course.
And what else did we watch recently? We watched both of the newer Dracula-type movies. Renfield, the more comedic one with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I can't watch that. Okay. Don't like the teeth. I've seen it. I just keep passing The teeth freak me out, man. It's like how somebody might see like a hand that has like little pustules or spots on it. You know, that freaks people out. It looks like little but what are they called on the bottom?
Oh,
of
like
the boat?
Barnacles.
Barnacles. Like they have barnacles on them and stuff. You're like, I can't take it. It's like a honeycomb on their hand. Yeah. No. The teeth in Renfield and the little image they show you on whatever streamer it's on. He's got like 8,000 teeth.
That creeps you out.
Red
huh?
it is.
Well, yeah, watch the other Dracula movie that's currently out is that The Last Voyage of the Demeter or whatever it was called. It's about, so when I was a kid, I remember I read Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula for school. I remember it was like one of the choices we had and I was like, oh, I'll read that. Fuck yeah. And it was really interesting because that book isn't told in regular prose, like chapter one, you know, he walked down the street to this, blah, blah, blah. It's like every chapter is like, this is an excerpt from so-and-so's diary on March 7th, blah, blah, blah. And you read it and it's in that person's diary writing type, you know, and then it's like captain's log from this ship that was carrying, Dracula's belongings, this, you know, whatever. Like every chapter is just something like that. It's like snippets of, it's basically pre-found footage movie, like way earlier, you know, because it's told in that sort of realistic way. And it's cool. You know, some of it's like a love letter from so-and-so to so-and-so and like, and then it all compiles into a story where by the end you have a narrative. But anyways, so
right on
the beginning of the thing, like part of the chapters, one of the chapters is full of like captain's log, this and that. And it's the story of, it's the very beginning, basically, when this random Romanian dude, a really wealthy guy, sends all these packages on a boat. He hires a whole boat to do it. He spends all this fucking money, a ton of money, these giant packages he's shipping, giant like trunks of belongings. And
This is pre-Amazon.
Right. But he's moving. It's like a moving truck he's hiring. It's his own shit.
Okay.
But he's having it moved from Transylvania to England. And so it's the whole chapter is basically this captain's log. It's like, last night we lost one of our crew. Like, he's just gone. I don't know what happened to him. And then it's like, the next night, it's like, you know, so-and-so fell ill, and they're very sick, and they have peculiar marks on their neck, and, like, just, you know.
Oh, no.
It's basically, that's what the chapter is. And this movie is, like, a whole film from that period of the book. It's just that ship trip, that one trip from, you know, where they are losing all the crew one by one, and you find out, like, partway through that it's like, yeah, he sent all his luggage, but it was all super heavy and huge. That's because it was full of like dirt from his property that was like unhallowed ground or something, and he was in some of it, so he's like eating people the whole trip and like, you know, just popping out at night. But that's what the movie is.
It does sound wildly predictable.
It sucks too. The movie sucks.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you went on this whole thing and he's going to tell us
a piece of shit. Yeah, don't, you know, I told you everything you need to know, basically. And
okay, dirt across the ocean,
piece of shit. Pretty much. It's, exactly. Mm. I mean, they throw in a few, like, nonsensical things, like, and I don't know. Like, anyway, I don't want to get into it because it is a waste of time. But but those are the two Dracula movies that are out, and Joey and I watched both of them. And both of them were disappointing. The Renfield movie and that boat movie, the Demeter, whatever. So don't see those.
What about Goosebumps? Have you seen Goosebumps, the new series on Disney Plus and Hulu?
I have not. Is that like,
it's very good. It was very enjoyable. Very, very good. I watch it with my 11-year-old, and it does have some adult themes to it, which is a problem that me and my wife are having right now. We're having a lot of arguments over what he can and cannot see.
Who's
which is, I don't know.
Yeah, if who's taking which side? Like, what do you? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I am the one who doesn't want him to hear all the vulgarity anymore, or doesn't want to hear him, not anymore. Yeah. Period. Okay. Her thing is, we always had to kick him out of the room if we want to watch something that has a lot of swears in it. Now he might watch something that's more adult. Yeah. He's 11, right? So he might hear a couple swears here and there. Okay. No big deal. All right, I get it, man. But like the other day, she was watching a movie and they're dropping fucking F-bombs left and right. And I'm like, no. And she's like, he can handle it. He can understand. He's not going to go to school and start swearing at everybody. He's a good kid. I'm like, I don't care. Age of innocence, man. Like, come on. Yeah. You know? It's the same thing with my whole fucking Santa Claus thing, where he may know Santa isn't real, but I don't want to fucking know about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So surprisingly, I'm the guy. You think I'm this wild and crazy guy, and I live this crazy life that I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be like Jim Morrison's mom, man. But no, I'm the opposite. I don't want him to fucking be around all this goddamn fucking vulgarity. Does that make any fucking sense to you?
It does. Well, it does, just because I've known you these last few years, and I already knew because you're already like, you've told me before, you're like, I don't want to play really heavy, loud music in the car with him in the car when he was younger, and I don't want this. So I know that you're about kind of keeping him protected from the scarier, you know, whatever, darker shit. And I understand that. I think it comes from, I think it's a psychological thing too, though, where you know that you grew up really fast and had some crazy shit, you know, like you were exposed to a lot of crazy shit young. So I think a lot of it is, you know, probably trying to give him what you didn't have, you know, that kind of guidance.
That's right.
You
know? Well, I'll tell you what, all my problems in my life stem from movies, music, and video games. Hear me? Do you hear me, Lord? I'm telling you right now, it rots your child's brain. Anyway, enough about that. I got a question for you. How old is he now?
16. 15, 16. Yeah. He'll be 17 in a couple days.
Does he still
trick
or treat? Does he still go trick or treating?
No, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Because I didn't know if maybe you were like instructing him on how an adult would have to say trick or treat when they rang someone's doorbell. Like
naked.
Well, no. It's much different than that of a child, because a child would just simply innocently go up to a door and say trick or treat, but as an adult, you really kind of have to play the
trick or treat.
You know what I mean? or let them know that you're serious and you're there for candy.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would probably throw somebody off. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. It'd throw me off. I'd be like, oh, damn.
Dressed up as Busta Rhymes.
Holy moly. That's right.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes. You know, you sent me that clip. I don't even know what it's from. Yeah, so maybe you can let the audience know what that clip is from, because I'd be like, I don't know, I think it's got Jason in it. Nate just sent it to me for the show.
It's not Jason, but think about it. The clue is in the line. What holiday do you say, trick or treat, motherfucker?
Oh, that's right. Is Michael Myers was in it.
It was
Groovy, baby.
It was Halloween. I believe it was No, it was Halloween Resurrection. I forget if it was H2O or Resurrection.
Oh,
it was
man.
One of those two. Yeah.
Yeah. But, one is water based. Yeah. One is
One of them was decent. One of them was shitty.
Centric.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
one was Renfield, the other one was Goosebumps.
Hey.
Well, I mean, no, I recommend Goosebumps, so that's just my
I'll check out Goosebumps, man. But that's a little tamer, you're saying? Like more like a younger person can watch it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple swears thrown in there or whatever, and there's a little bit of sexuality in it. But nothing like any kid of this generation really can't handle. And I'm not I was never raised on Goosebumps, right? That came after like the TV series, I think it was like a Canadian show or something. But anyway, all that Goosebumps fucking phenomenon was later. Like, it was kind of funny now where we lived long enough where some adults' nostalgia, we're like, we didn't experience it because we were already fucking like getting baked and having fun and in bands and throwing our tuna cans around, you know, slapping people in the face with our tuna cans.
Sure.
So, yeah, but Goosebumps, like if I talk to somebody about like, oh, yeah, I like the new show. And they're like, oh, yeah, I like the old show. Right. And this and that. I'm like, I don't really know it. Then why are you watching the new one? You closer. I'm like, I don't know. It's on fucking Disney Plus, man. And me and my kid like it. So whatever. We like the movies with Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot there were the Jack Black movies, too.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Jack Black? Right. Anything he's in, he's this lovable fat fuck.
Yeah, I agree, man.
That's how I liken myself. I'm like Papa Emeritus Jack Black.
Yeah, he's cool, man. He's a rock and roller.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, the only problem with Goosebumps is it's the first one's free, next one will cost you syndrome, where they put out like the first four or five episodes, and it's like, oh yeah, you don't get any more until every Friday.
Oh, man.
Because this is what we do now as streamers. We fuck you.
Yep.
We lay you down and fuck you hard because we want you to not cancel your subscription once you get everything you need from us.
Exactly. Disney is specifically the one that does that. Yeah, they do that, you know.
Yeah. You know I'm heavily against that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And it's like you get these fucking brainwashed cocksuckers who are like, well, I like it because I was getting spoiled before because... Oh, did you hear that? My dog's going cuckoo. My dog went cuckoo last show. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but like... Next to the wonkyweeds.com studio, someone was doing some renovations, so there was some banging earlier. So if that's in the audio, whatever. It's a ghost. It's an apparition. We'll just play it off like that. And now my dog's going fucking bonkers.
There is a haunting happening.
There is something going on. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So things get spoiled for me. So, I prefer it if it's every week, so I get, like, fair game like everybody else. I can watch it. No, dude. Stay off of social media, okay? And just fucking, like, let people binge because that's what we fucking pay for.
He's like...
I'm about to swear at my dog. And if you love animals...
It'll be all right.
You don't want to listen to that because I talk to my dog very, very bad. I'm a very bad human. Very bad.
You gotta yell at him sometimes. It's not like you're smacking
him. I say nasty things, Nate. Nasty things.
Right. Don't say them too loud.
Because she doesn't speak English.
Too loud because your son can hear. I know, so I'm just saying, you know, just be careful. Just be careful so he can't hear you from there, you know.
All right.
Don't yell that loud.
All right, there we go. Okay, good. Yeah. Good. She's growling at my door right now. Don't do it, motherfucker.
She's angry.
Don't fucking do it. Nate's about to give us an antidote about something, an antidote, because we've been poisoned.
No, I mean, you can just don't smack her, you know what I mean? you can yell.
Anecdote is what I was trying to say. See, I can't even speak. Anecdote. Tell us, Nate.
Anecdote's
tell us
just anything. Just talk about anything.
Sure. Well, I mean, we're talking about streamers. Yeah. We're talking about Goosebumps. We're talking about movies. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're a full service podcast here, man. You pop in to fuel up. You can get snacks. You can get fucking scratch and sniff stickers. You can get whatever you want. Yeah, scratch and sniff.
I bet if you scratch
a candy bar, you scratch.
Yeah, well, if you scratch a Snickers bar, it will smell like a Snickers bar. But
yeah, like a damaged Snickers bar that you opened with your fucking fingernails.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But, well, I mean, we were talking about shows that our young folks in our life watch that that are safe for them to watch or that are okay.
Sure, yeah.
I would say the most interesting news in my household that is the young folks are all a Twitter about, I don't know, that's a weird word because they're not really on Twitter, but is the new film version of Five Nights at Freddy's coming out. The famed video game that was all the rage about a decade ago, like that all the kids were into. And Joey was huge into that stuff, like all of it back. Huh. Like,
I don't even know what that is.
So Five Nights at Freddy's is basically... It was a video game where somebody... The whole point of the video game is... It was almost like one of those point-and-click type video games. It seemed very boring. Like, you were basically a night security guy at this old building that, like... It used to be, like, the animatronics, like a Chuck E. Cheese type thing. And all the animatronic things ended up, like, haunted. And they were coming to life. And it's one of these where you had to spend 5 nights... at this place, and if you make it through without dying, and the whole thing is like you're watching all the security cameras, you keep flicking from one to the other, and you're trying to find, oh, where is that animatronic thing? It's not there anymore. Where did it go? And you're trying to find it on them. And it seems very boring to me, but then it was like all of a sudden they like pop up. You know, if you can't find them, you lose track of them. All of a sudden, you'll be watching a camera, and the face would just like rah, like in the face, you know, in the camera. I mean, in the frame, so it scared the crap out of you.
It sounds terrible.
It was like a jump scare type game, and it seemed really, I don't know, whatever. I mean, the characters all had their own. There were multiple animatronics. There was like a duck one, a fox one, a bear, which is Freddy. They're, you know, a rabbit one, and they are all like decaying looking, but they're robots. It's not like skulls and guts. It's like wires and shit, but they do look kind of disturbing and creepy. But Joey was like obsessed with that stuff when he was, I don't know, 10, 11, maybe 12. And now he's still excited about the thing coming out, but I haven't heard him talk about Five Nights at Freddy's in years. But he's still, like, so excited about it coming out that he and a couple of his friends are actually going. He's making a big night of it. It's opening up this Friday. Oh. And, yeah, it's going to be, like, the first time, really, he's gone out with just a couple of friends and he to go see a movie together. So I'm like, it's kind of exciting, you know?
Yeah. And there you go. The next generation's nostalgia.
Man, but it's... Yeah, right exactly. There, he's already nostalgic about it. That's a good point. Wow. Nostalgia moves at a faster rate now, you know? Yeah, he's like, shit, that reminds me of when I was a kid. And it's like, dude, you're still a kid, you know?
I know. It's fucking wild.
But I don't know.
You know, they grow up so fast, Nate, that they do. They move like fucking weeds. Actually, weeds don't move, but they say they grow up like weeds because weeds are nasty and grow up really fast.
Dude, that Five Nights at Freddy's is it's kind of weird too that it's coming out because there was a spate of movies a few years ago that were all based on that concept of like the animatronics coming to life. There was one starring Nicolas Cage called Willy's Wonderland or something like that, or Wally's Wonderland. And then there was another one called the Banana Splits, which actually took the real characters. The Banana Splits was like a kids show.
Yeah, I remember the Banana Splits.
They somehow got the rights to turn it into a horror movie where these things came to life and were like murdering people, and you know, kind of like they did with Winnie the Pooh, where all of a sudden they made a Winnie the Pooh horror movie once those rights were opened up to the public or whatever.
Huh. Yeah, well, so. You know, I like alternative takes on things, but you're right how it's like very clustery, like, hey,
yeah, there are a bunch of
weird coincidence that they're all coming out around the same time.
And this one was like, so they were waiting for it forever. They kept saying, when's there going to be a Five Nights at Freddy's movie? Because there were like five of the games. There was like Five Nights at Freddy's 4, or Five Nights at Freddy's 5. And like, they never made a movie, and they kept talking about it.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they were making this Willy's Wonderland and all these. And there were a couple others, too, actually. There were like three or four. And everyone was saying, oh, I guess that's all we're going to get. Something close to the Five Nights at Freddy's, but it's not quite, you know. And but apparently, no, they did finally make a Five Nights at Freddy's. They just came in late with theirs.
There you go. So. Movie theaters, yuck.
I know. We just went to a movie theater. Actually, we just went and saw, speaking of horror movies, Carly and Joey and I just went and saw the new Exorcist movie in the theater the other day. And
did the world really need
that? It was pretty fucking dumb. It was a stupid movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
hope you saw the matinee.
We did. We saw the daytime shows, a little cheaper. And I noticed, like, it was the perfect example of a stupid, like, you can see a studio coming up with the idea for this where it's like, The Exorcist, what would you make a sequel about? Well, make it bigger. The first movie had a little girl possessed by a demon. We're going to have two little girls possessed by demons.
Oh.
Like, how stupid is that? Where it's like, what are the odds that a demon happens to... It's like, couldn't you make it possess something else, somebody else? Like, it had to be in
the entire town,
girl or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But it was just like no thought went into that, you know. It was really dumb. But
I want more pea soup in this one, damn it. More pea soup.
I want that head spinning faster than the first movie.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I don't think there's anybody who enjoys film, TV, or anything that you meet who's like, yeah, man, these sequels are just great. Like, we all know it's just this money grab piece of crap. Like, I mean, realistically, how many have you ever seen that are like, wow, man, that changed my world. That was a really true, you know, nice homage to the original. Like, this is, we needed that. Never. That doesn't happen. So... And even then, like, I was talking about that movie Totally Killer, there's nods to time travel movies in it that they acknowledge during the film, because it's like, hey, you know, it's not the most original thing in the world that we're doing here. So if we don't at least say it in the movie and yet again acknowledge it, there's going to be someone online who's like, these motherfuckers rip this off, right. You know? So, yeah. Huh. But yeah, just to say, we're making a new Exorcist, new Evil Dead, new this, new that, blah, 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 scary stuff.
Yeah, that new Evil Dead was stupid too, the newest one, the most recent one. But yeah, man, I don't know, the unnecessary sequels and remakes and reboots, and it's just crazy.
It's all what the world makes the world go round. You know, I want to talk about trick-or-treating again real quick, because speaking of movies, it made me think of something. I don't do costumes, right? But every year now we go to this Mexican mall. So it's just a big warehouse type space. It has all these Mexican vendors in it that sell, you know, Mexican wares. But you go there from little, what do you call them? You know what I'm trying to say. The little shops
kiosk, they have like a name for them.
That kind of thing. Yeah. And they give you some candy, whatever. And it's better than from going through a neighborhood from door to door. Because I remember the last time we did that, I stepped in a big pile of dog shit. And that, my son will never forget that. So I guess it is a great memory for him that I stepped in that big pile of poo. Yeah. But still, I'm like, we're indoors. They have events. They have like the local radio station there, trick-or-treating, yada, yada, yada. But for me, it's great because since I don't do costumes, I always wear my Ghostbusters 2 t-shirt. Now, I brought this up to my wife the other day because any fucking schlub can get a Ghostbusters t-shirt, right? You can get one at fucking Walmart, whatever the case may be. Yep. Bing, bang, boom. How many people do you ever see wearing a Ghostbusters 2 t-shirt?
That's true. I don't see it very often.
Just me. And I wear it once a year. I wear it in the trick-or-treating for Halloween. It's the only time of year
I
wear it.
Nice, man.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for putting on a t-shirt.
Just, it's not like Vigo the Carpathian on the shirt. It's just the logo with the two.
Just a logo with him doing the two. Yep. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need anything.
It's almost like you almost miss that it is a part two shirt if you're not looking. You know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I would disagree with you wholeheartedly there because, I mean, he's leaping basically from.
He's like stepping out.
The red.
Yeah.
Yes, he's stepping out going, peace, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. Peace.
Yeah.
Actually, I just snagged this behind me here. Really cool Peter Venkman action ooh, nice. Figure. Yeah, so that's an, I'm not going to reach. Well, maybe I will. Can I? Nah, I'll fall out of my chair if I reach for it. But it's
does the action figure
great face?
Does the action figure like shock young college students when you press a button or anything?
No, but it should. Now you get to fucking make me reach for it though, you son of a bitch. I'm gonna fucking because I want to show it off. Maybe I'll make it the picture for our episode when I post it on Instagram. When I enter the metaverse. Do it. I'll make a little collage of photos saying new episodes, which is what I always do. Hey, everybody, mm-hmm. new episode. So there you go. This is a picture about something we talked about.
Yeah, usually. Of course, there's always some reference.
And that's how we do it. So, yeah, since you're not doing trick-or-treating, do you guys ever get any trick-or-treaters?
Cause
you
live yeah, we years. Don't really, man. We don't really. And when we used to go, we used to like Joey's whole family are very close. There's a lot of, like his cousins, he's super close to them. They're very close in age, a couple of his cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have a whole bunch of family that all would meet up at like one of their aunt's houses. And that neighborhood, they had a great neighborhood for it. It was like a million houses and everyone was just, you know, you'd get dropped off in those neighborhoods. If your neighborhood sucked, you'd just get dropped off in somebody else's neighborhood and just like, yeah.
Sure, yeah,
so,
yeah,
yeah, that's, we would do it with like all these kids. And it was fun. It was a good memory. I mean, I've been in Joey's life for the last, like, it'll be like 11 years. So for the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 of them, we were definitely doing that stuff, you know? It's like even more, actually, probably. He's only not been trick-or-treating like the last maybe 3 years. If, you know, I think he was still doing it at like 13, somewhere around there, but 14 maybe.
Right on.
I don't remember. I remember, I still like doing it when I was a kid because my brother and I were into all kinds. When we started getting a little older, we started getting into like making cool costumes that weren't like little kid. We were making our own shit with like liquid latex and like creating. Like my brother was like working on a pretty decent predator mask, like the face, like not the helmet, the actual monster mask, like making it with like, yeah, liquid latex and filling it, like just all kinds of weird shit, like pieces of wood, wire that he'd all bend up into shapes and like make like a frame to put all this liquid latex and all this stuff. He had it. It was pretty decent, but he never finished it because, I don't know, it was too big of a project. But we were into doing shit like that where we would make these like monstrous like appendages on our faces and like weird wounds. My brother was really good at making realistic looking wounds and cuts and things where, yeah, like you could make it so your face looked all ripped open and it was very realistic. And
well, October will give you the excuse to do such things.
Yeah, I could do that.
I'm ready to put up my motherfucking Christmas tree, to be honest with you. I mentioned that to my wife this morning. I'm like, can I put that up?
Wow.
And we got two of them. And she's like, well, which one do you want to put up this year? I'm like, the white one. I'm preferential to the white Christmas tree.
Racist.
It's not even fucking, hey, man. Hey, now.
Just slow with your Christmas roll, trees.
Okay? Well, I think, I think I've brought this up on the show before, so please bear with me. But when it comes to Christmas trees, when I was a kid, I was told white Christmas trees are so fucking tacky. They're fucking pieces of shit. Same thing when you put on tinsel, you can't glob it on in big clumps. You get to fucking be sparse with it and whatever. So this is like ideals I grew up with. And then as an adult, I saw a woman who had a white Christmas tree that was so tastefully decorated. I was like, motherfucker, I want one of them damn things. And ever since then, I've always either rocked a silver or white Christmas tree I can. Man. But I do have a lot of tchotchke ornaments. Like, I got, like, Superman ornaments and, like, weird random things and comic book characters and Jurassic Park ones. So it's not like you look into my house and it's fucking Better Homes and Garden fucking cover of a tree. It still has a very, strong family element to it because, you know, we just kind of put stuff wherever. But damn, the tree's white.
Cool, man. We had a white tree for a few years at our place, but honestly, dude, we kind of just gave up on the tree the last year or two. We just stopped even having one. We're like, I know. And we have Joey. He's a teenage boy, but he still likes the magic of Christmas. But we looked at it this way, dude. His grandmother, Carly's mother, lives upstairs from us. Like, so
yeah,
she still had a little mini tree. It was like a small artificial tree, but like she had it all decorated. She had the decorations. You come downstairs to our place, you would not know it was Christmas. We were like, fuck it.
Yeah. So go upstairs for the spirit, baby. Yep,
we're done. We've had enough.
Yeah. I can't do that. I love Christmas now. I love it. I can't let it go. I got my grasp on it. Like Halloween, I only like it because my kid's birthday is like right around Halloween. So it's kind of like, okay, I get it, you know. But even then, we don't like go out of our way to carve pumpkins or do anything. My wife has like a little fall nook she has going on in the corner of the house, which is nice or whatever. But we don't do a lot. Christmas, man, though, I got fucking Christmas shit all over the place. All over the place because I like it. I like the fact that I'm an old grumpy son of a bitch who loves his family so much and has no life. And this is what I entertain. I buy my Christmas presents in October. I got all these awesome fucking things, and I'm just ready to fucking go, man.
I don't fault you for that, man. I there's a part of me that still loves it. Like I'm grinchy, but I still have that little heart in me that maybe will grow another size bigger or something. But I'm just like,
at your age, I hope not.
Yeah, I'll just die. I'll drop dead. His enlarged heart. That's what did it. Well, no, I don't know, man. I don't like the cold. I don't like the winter. I don't like any of that bullshit.
Well, I don't have that problem.
I know.
I live in Texas. I don't worry about snow. And it gets chilly, but it ain't like fucking Massachusetts cold. So, you know. And I keep getting told, let's go to Massachusetts for Christmas. Let's go to Uncle Matt's. And I'm like, I don't know.
Fog that.
First off, I work my ass off. I'm always working. Always fucking. And I got to work holidays and shit. I got no crew. I work my fuck. I'm the boss. So, like, I'm responsible for everything. I can't just fucking take a week off around Thanksgiving. What are you, nuts? Man. And then for two, the shit's cold. I don't like it. Last time I was in Massachusetts, it snowed. My fucking plane almost got delayed because of fucking Mother Nature. That ain't happening here.
Yeah, you know.
But hey, real quick, Nate, I want to bring this up because for one, I'm vaping my brains out over here. I don't know if you noticed by the thick cloud in the wonkyweeds.com studio. Sucking and then we're talking about Christmas during during Halloween. So in the spirit of giving, I do want to bring up the partners of the program. If you haven't heard already, wonkyweeds.com. They are under the banner of Northland Vapor, Alpine Hemp, and realdbg.com. I mean, dude, they sell so many smoking cessation and relaxation products. They got everything under the sun you can think of that you would need, from the Delta 8 to the Delta 10. I mean, they got all new Deltas now. They have some like new mushroom-based products to help you relax. I don't know. I kind of stay away from mushrooms, man. I had some bad experiences, if you know what I mean. But apparently people dig them. I know you were big into like the microdosing.
I mean, what is why?
You know what I mean?
See, this is news to me. I was away for a little while. Are they actually working with that type of mushrooms? Are you sure that's the kind?
Well, I mean, check out their website. I recommend everybody go or check out their Instagram. You can go to @NorthlandVapor. NorthlandVapor.com, RealDBG.com, WonkyWeeds.com, and AlpineHemp.com. I just fucking popped a gummy this morning. I feel great. Excellent. So, you know, there you go. And the best part about them, though, and this is why I said it's like in the spirit of Christmas, is if you use code SELLINGOUT23, you save 23% off your entire order. So there you go, man. Fucking big time savings at some awesome websites. And they got brick and mortar locations. So yet again, check them out online, social media. There you go. You'll find out more about it. I definitely recommend it. Awesome people over there. Last but not least, the little lube that could, SpunkLube.com. What else can I say about Spunk Lube? It's the lube used by professionals in the adult film industry, but why let them have all the fun? If you go to spunklube.com today, you can have a nice package of lube shipped discreetly right to your door. I recommend it. I use it all the time. I slap it on that tuna can all the time, slippery. Baby. I need to because it's slippery. Yeah. I'm ugly. I'm an ugly son of a bitch. So my wife looks at me and goes, ah, you ain't doing it for me. Grab the lube. Boom. Spunk is there. It's got my back. So yeah, check out spunklube.com today too. And that's a great thing, especially for the holidays, because maybe you want to get a little romantic. You want to lay in front of the fire, roast some chestnuts, or play with some chestnuts, whatever you want. And there you go. You got a little lube to rock and roll with that with.
There you go, man.
Or for Halloween, trick or treat. Boop. There's some lube in your eye.
A little lube up a candy bar.
Treat, motherfucker.
Lube up the candy bar before you jam it in.
There you go. That's
it. Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Lube. Right in your eye. Little lube. Or taste it. You can eat it. It's edible.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
There you go. So, yes. Yep. Nate, was there anything you want to talk about? Because I feel like I've been yammering on for the last hour.
No, man. I mean, I've been just happy to be back talking to you, man. I had some rough times. I don't want to get into it now because it's the end of we're getting close to the end of this year episode. But I just I want to I'm feeling a lot better. But to our listeners, I mean, I'm just glad I'm back here doing this because I don't know. I'm repeating myself. I don't know exactly what I was gonna say about it other than I'll have to get into it on another episode because
sure.
I don't want to bring it down.
As long as you're comfortable with it. I mean, I lied to the audience and told them that you were in Guam, checking ripe fruit for their sexual integrity.
I was in the Guam of my emotions,
Okay, there you go. That could be a sticky place.
So, I don't know. So we'll get into that another time. I don't feel like bringing the mood down because I got some pretty dark places, but I'm out of them. I'm climbing out. I'm climbing up the ladder back into joy,
Maybe if you decorated your house for Christmas.
Maybe that would help.
Maybe instead of just going, well, go upstairs if I want my Christmas vibes. Maybe if you said, I'm going to let a little Christmas into my heart. And the thing about Christmas is, because despite being kind of a Halloween-esque episode, I can't stop talking about it, is it's really not about Christ.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
It hasn't been about Christ.
And if my wife heard me say, if my wife heard me say that, she'd fucking strike me down. She'd be like, of course it's about Christ, you moron. But for me, it's about commercialism. Yeah. It's about gifts. About making people happy by buying them shit they didn't know they needed.
Yeah.
Being with family.
Right, so, man. Yeah. It's Saturnalia. It's a pagan celebration anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Pagan
stuff. It's a pagan celebration. Paganism. That's where the tree inside the house is a nature thing and the...
Shut your mouth. Shut your motherfucking mouth.
Look into all the origins of Christmas. The Jesus thing was tacked on to the pagan holidays and the whatever. It's there's all this shit. Bring in plants into your house and I don't know, decorate and shit. That's not a Christian thing. That's they hijacked it. Most of their holidays they did that with. Most of their celebrations and ceremonies were especially the
Well, you did mention we get to go soon because I do have to pick up my
child. Right, that's what I was getting.
I do like recording with you. I do like entertaining the audience. Hopefully we have entertained the audience. Mm. But I feel like it's almost my duty to mention what kind of weird old hornball I am from time to time.
Here we go.
And I just rewatched Paper Girls season one because there's only one season. The show got canceled on Amazon Prime.
Wow.
And before you go, wait, this is called Paper Girls. What are you thinking, Dave? You can talk about being horny. It's little kids. No. Because spoiler alert, there's time travel involved. Uh-huh. And so one of the little girls visits herself in the 90s when she's older.
Uh-huh.
And, just real quick. I love my wife. My wife knows I love her and I'd never cheat on her. But I do get these weird random crushes on celebrities. It's natural. We're human beings. So the girl who plays the older version of Tiffany, I can't even pronounce her name because I have Google up in front of me right now. Her name is Sakai Abini. Okay. But let me tell you, Sakai may be one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen in my life. And it didn't hurt that she was actually in full 90s raver garb. Man. Which brings me back to that era, which I thought chicks were just the ultimate hottest. Before they had all the shit that makes them look fake now. Any girl can look hot now.
I agree. Yes.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
But feel free to Google this actress or just look up Paper Girls cast, and you're gonna see her, and you're gonna think either one of two things, Dave, what the fuck's the matter with you? Or dude, he's absolutely right. This girl is a fucking fox, man. Like, holy cow. Cool.
I'll have to see her in full raver regalia too, though.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure the pictures pop up. I don't want to go too far into it because I don't want to have to delete my history later.
Yeah, right.
Because you know, my wife understands that I'm a hornball, right. Obviously. Sure. But still, if she plays the older version of Tiffany Quilkin on the canceled show Paper Girls, mm-hmm. Sakai Ibini, I think I'm saying. Ibini. I don't know. Maybe Ibini. I'm fucking. Yeah. It doesn't matter. She's just really pretty. I don't have to say her name right.
That's fine.
So yeah, feel free to Google that. And then if you agree with me, make sure you send us an email, sellingoutshow@gmail.com, and tell me all about it.
Yeah, we can.
We can be fucking weirdo perverts
together.
Right,
we can all love her. You know?
Well, I don't love her.
Love her in some gross extent of the word, you know?
She's just very, very attractive. Like, she's, like, I saw her, and, like, you know when you see, like, someone on screen immediately, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy moly. That's why I had to cue the song, because it was one of them kind of moments where it's like, whoa, stop the press.
I was just
going
to say, stop the press.
Yeah, see? Exactly. Yes. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, if I was fucking 20 years younger, holy shit, I'd be like, you know, that'd be my target of, like, a target. That sounds terrible. Yeah, like, I'm going to fucking find out where she lives. But no, like, that's the kind of chick I'd totally be into. But no, I'm into my wife. She's listening. I love you, baby. I love you. Don't worry. Everything's okay. So, yeah. And there was no Nate's notes this episode because, Nate, we kind of sprung this recording on you. Because you did feel good enough to record. So I was like, hey, let's get this fucking motherfucker in the can.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice. You had to say something about
people
it.
Look forward
notice,
to it.
You know?
People like it. People look forward to it, and you.
You know, I'll make it up to him. I owe you one.
You failed the listening audience of the selling.
That's
show.
All right.
It's okay for you.
Yeah.
But not okay for them.
They'll get through it. We're gonna get through this, guys.
I think this is bullshit. I think it's just excuse making. At the worst possible form, this is
well,
just terrible.
Well, if it helps, I didn't talk about my dogs today.
Oh, you just did.
Fuck!
I know. I was just talking about my dog when she was making noise earlier. I don't even know if the mic's picking up all the sound. Like, I was talking about the banging next door to the wonkyweeds.com studio. I'm talking about the dog because I got, like, noise reduction. I got a great little setup here.
I only heard the little yip and here and there, but...
Oh, you did hear the yip, so therefore the audience will hear the yip.
Maybe a little yip, but I didn't hear, like, it wasn't, like, overbearing, so.
Did you hear the renovation crew
I didn't notice it, but, you know, I don't know, you notice a lot more than I do. You'll hear audio issues when I don't even hear any, so, I don't know, man.
I'm like the quicker picker-upper, man. I absorb everything.
Hey, you're meant for the job. Really you're good do. At, that's, you're good at what you do. You hear the shit most people don't.
Yeah, and actually, that actress I just brought up, amazing hands. Her hands look fucking great.
Wow, man. Wow.
Gotta have good hands. If girls have gross hands, you're fucked.
Yep.
It's just no good. If they got nice freaking digits, you like, oh, man, those are the meaty paws I want on my tuna can.
Oh, man.
Am I gonna get canceled for comparing my genitalia to a, you know, processed meat can or
not over here?
Actually, is tuna's processed meat?
I mean, fish meat
because they process it, they chop it up. Yeah, they put it in water or vegetable oil.
Yeah, if you call fish meat, I mean, it is the meat of a fish. You know, so
yeah. But you know, real quick, and this will be the last thing we talk about. How's that sound? I'm gonna cue the music, and then we can't talk about anything anymore. So this is gonna be it. I will only eat solid white albacore tuna in a can. I will not eat the chunk white or chunk light or anything. It has to be solid.
Yep. In water?
Otherwise, it's water. I don't like vegetable oil. It's got to be in water because otherwise it's fucking gross.
Yeah, I agree. That's the best. That's as good as it gets.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets. And I don't understand why these maniacs are eating anything
light tuna in vegetable oil? Get out of here, man.
It's fucking gross.
What's the matter with you?
All right. So anyway, I'm a man true to his promises. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen to us today. Virtual hugs for all of you. Yes, I am Dave. That is Nate. And this has been The Selling Out Show. Peace.